Hello and thanks once again for taking the time to download a podcast extra from CelticUnderground.net. Would it be a podcast extra, there's no intro stuff or new music or cover versions to listen to. This is the chat from the Paddy Roberts press conference, and then a wee bit of 5-6 minutes we got with Paddy after the press conference. So some exclusive Patrick Roberts chat on here. There'll be more Celtic Underground podcasts along soon. Hopefully more from some new signings. Zut alors, I hear you say. Yes, we might be signing a French striker. And anyway, this is me, Harry Brady, passing over to him, Patrick Roberts.
Are you aware of just the kind of lengths some of the fans have been going to? I mean, I've seen a guy looking his granny up. I've seen a guy tattoos. I've seen a guy pleading every day.
Yeah.
You ever tempted just to go, "You all right, mate?" You know?
To be fair, the guy that said, "I love you" every day, I've kept a note of that. That's, he said it every day religiously,
right,
probably about the same time. So I've seen that, and that's, it's incredible. I mean, fans like these you don't get often, and the love they have for me, and especially the club, is second to none, and that's all down to them and their passion for obviously football and for the club they play for.
Because you pretty much didn't tweet between cup final and coming back. I mean, you just have to delete your Twitter or...
No, I just kept quiet. Obviously, there's no point saying anything, or in case people obviously got the wrong idea and you didn't know it was going.
One thing you say and then that's it, everybody's going that way. Or
so what? You just keep stamming, and when it happens, obviously, you go wild. So, it's good to be back.
It's good to be back. Were your teammates in Man City, were they aware of what groundswell there was in the Celtic fans to get you back?
I don't think so. The players?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, footballers these days, some obviously aren't on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, but some are, and I think it's more just, it's fun, it's nice to see, especially other clubs, when you see like the announcements these days with transfers, and it's all good fun and in good spirit, which is good for the game. And I mean, football is probably is the best sport in the world, and to see like obviously fans react like that is good. It can have its downsides, but generally it's good for any banner.
You can save them all up, and if there ever comes a time you miss a chance and people give you a hard time, you can then start telling them.
Yeah, if it gets to you that much, yeah, you can obviously save them and use it as motivation, really. But yeah, most of the time it's goodwill, especially with these fans here.
I mean, everybody's talking about Celtic and Kieran and you're loving all that, but how much an effect does Brendan Rodgers have on your decision to come back here?
No, Brendan's massive, obviously. I've worked with him for a year and he knows the kind of player I am. So the fact he wanted me back that much is credit to obviously me, and which is good for me. And a manager that wants me is good for me, and I've always wanted to play for manager. Obviously wants you to be there, so for me it's brilliant, and I can't wait to get back playing.
I mean, what type of manager would you say he was compared to other ones you'd worked with?
He's got a good sense of humour. He's quite chilled, relaxed, but he obviously knows when the time is to be serious and obviously concentrate on the game and the season, and he has that balance unbelievably, and all the players understand that, and they know their roles in and out of the club, and that's credit to him. He's brought that to the club. He's brought a different like kind of style to the club, and he's a good manager and he's a good guy.
Does that make a difference when you're thinking about you want to come back to Celtic, the style of football that Celtic will play? Because obviously a mid-table English Premiership team, you're an attacking player, but there's going to be a lot more defensive work than if you come to Celtic Park.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we had that last season. You want to be attacking all the time. You want to be showing what you can do all the time. And I think here we get that. The managers plays a style of football I think most fans have seen is incredible, and the way we move the ball is like no other team. So yeah, that is a big factor. I mean, to play on the front foot and attack teams when they're trying to obviously stop you is obviously it's a learning game, and it's what I have to learn, and once you learn that, it gets easier football.
Because you're obviously going to get much more time on the ball here at Celtic than you will do in another club, so in terms of developing your as a player.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, footballers, especially attacking footballers, they want to be on the ball as much as they can, they want as many touches, and that many chances to obviously score or make a chance. So yeah, the amount of times we had the ball and how much I get the ball is credit to obviously the manager and obviously the quality players we have. They're a quality bunch, and I think we can obviously carry on to do good things.
Last thing for me, I just wanted you to sum up what it felt like to be invincible. I mean, does it even sink in?
A little bit, but I think it will at the end of my career. When you look back on what you've done, you kind of think, and you sort of see the memories, and it floods back through your head. And I think for me, that's the main thing, is to create memories, and I create memories here all the time, and ones that can stay with me forever. And especially that season last year is one definitely to remember, and I will never forget.
And when were you aware of Kieran's superhero dash back for the hospital?
When was I aware?
Cup final.
Not on the day. I think he was telling me in the evening. We was out together, and I think he was explaining to me the situation, and obviously we did an interview the next day here at the park, and he was explaining it then on live, and it's quite a story. So
and he was out with a broken jaw that
weekend. Yeah, he was. He's, nothing stops the kid. He's fearless on and off the pitch. So he's a good lad and a top player.
Have you set yourself any personal targets for this year?
I'll let you know at the end of the year.
Thanks.
Thank you. Cheers. We'd like to welcome Patrick back to Celtic. Who would like to kick off? Alison.
Patrick, it's delighting to finally be back. Has it felt like an eternity since that end of the season?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah, but it's also just, it feels like, especially going into training today, it doesn't feel like I've gone anywhere at all, so it was nice, and it's to get that reality again is good, and just to get back into things again will be good for me.
Just sum up exactly what it was about Celtic that made you want to come back here.
I think everyone knows my feelings on the club and how we performed last year, and I feel this team at the moment is a tremendous group of lads and a tremendous group of players, so I thought for me is the best place to develop is here, and especially with the manager and the coaches here that give me the platform to do that, so that was behind my thinking.
Did you always see yourself coming back even before qualification for the Champions League was finalised and that job was made?
I mean it was a long pre-season, and it could have been any time I'll come back, but that's obviously, it's not down to me. I've just got to keep playing my football wherever I am, and once it's sorted, I can get on with my football, which I'm going to do. So I'm looking forward to the games ahead and the season.
What suggestions have City preferred you to go into perhaps a higher standard league? Do you have to fight your form in order to get yourself back to City Park?
No, City were good with me. I had a few chats, and they understood my position, and me wanting to come back here was the best interest in myself, and at the end of the day, I'm the one playing the football, so I've got to be the one making them decisions, and they were really good with me, and they allowed that to happen, which is good.
And what contact did you have with Brendan through the summer?
Not much, obviously, as I was still a City player. He's obviously, before I left, Peter expressed how much they obviously want to sign me, and that's obviously good for me, and I had to go into pre-season, obviously trying to obviously get into that team, but obviously reality hits and you got to obviously think about yourself and your game time, and obviously I knew Brendan and all the coaches here would obviously love to have me back, and I'd love to be back, so that was the decision.
Was there any point where you felt this might not happen?
I don't think so. I think coming towards the end, I think once the two clubs agreed, it was more or less go. It was just about when, and obviously a few fans are getting a bit frustrated about that, so I'm just glad it's all sorted now and can kick on the rest of the season.
You spent your pre-season with Man City and you went to the training camp in Spain as well, I understand. What has Pep Guardiola said to you about your long-term future at City?
Well, obviously, Celtic wanted to sign me permanently, and City being as they are, me being that they're my parent club, they didn't want to sell me. So from that point of view, obviously, it's good for me that obviously Pep and the team there obviously want to still keep me and keep me involved, which is good for me, and also letting me come here to carry on my development with the manager and the team is good as well. So they're full interest in me, and which is good for me personally.
So there's a chance then at the end of this that you could have a long-term run at that, at the first team. Is that how you're looking at this?
There's always a chance in this world. I mean, it's all about how you perform and how your mindset is, and the mindset for me every day is to improve, and every game I play is to get even better and hopefully reach the highest level I can be. So that's down to me at the end of the day, and I can only do that obviously with the help of the teams I'm at, and right now Celtic is the best team for me to be at.
I guess it's difficult balancing it because you obviously love this club and you've achieved a lot here, but as you say, the City being your parent club, and they're spending huge amounts of money as well this summer, has it been a little bit disheartening watching that and thinking that there's not going to be a first team chance there?
Not really, no. That's part and parcel of the football, obviously. Money these days is massive, and especially in football, so there's big transfer fees, but for me it's just to enjoy my football, and I've always said I've enjoyed my football here, and I love playing here, especially for the team, and it's where I enjoy it most. So I'm only young and I've still got years ahead in the game, so for now it's all about enjoying my football and improving as much as I can.
Is it fair to say also that the only person happier about this move than you is Kieran Tierney?
Yeah, no, Kieran's excited, as in the change room today, and we're back in my old seat, so that'll be a lively corner for the rest of the season.
You were part of a team that was utterly dominant in Scottish football last season, won the treble, so some people might look at that and say you did everything that you could last season. So what have you got left to prove then coming back for this season?
For myself personally, I can always improve and get better, and I want to show especially these Celtic fans, and who obviously have put the faith in me, and obviously the love they have for me is not taken for granted, and I want to show them every game that obviously I've loved playing here, and I always will love playing here. So that's for me personally, but for the collective team, I think we can just carry on the same we have and carry on dominating teams like we have throughout the last season and keep getting better as a team. And I think, like you've seen the Champions League last year, we were a tough side to play against, and this year you never know, especially under the lights here. It's a tough place with the quality in the team as well. It'd be a tough place to go, and we'll make it tough for people.
What do you make of the Champions League draw, and is there a realistic chance of getting out of that group?
Oh, of course. I mean, any chance in the Champions League is realistic. You've got to play the best teams in Europe anyway if you want to get as far as you want to be. So we'll take that in our stride, and it's, to be fair, it's a good draw. We enjoy playing against them kind of teams. They obviously come here, and it's a big pressure to come here, and with the fans and the team we are, the way we play, and we'll hopefully be a surprise package this year.
The fact the club was back in the Champions League playing City, allowing you to come back for another year, do you think that was
perhaps
what Sweden?
Potentially, but for me it was obviously just wanting to go play where I'll be happy and where I enjoy it most, and regardless that was probably going to be here. And being in the Champions League is obviously a massive plus, especially for the club and obviously for the players. We buzz off that, and that's what we look forward to, especially with the match day coming up. So yeah, it's a big plus, but exactly, can't wait to get started.
There's obviously a number of other clubs interested in taking you on this year. How much did you pay attention to those sort of stories? Did you have talks with them? Was it always about coming back to Celtic?
Of course you have talks, and there's obviously things going around, but for me it was finding the right option and the right decision. And the one I came up with, obviously, is I feel in myself is the best option, and I can't wait to play and get back on that pitch.
How big a case did you make to Man City to return to Celtic?
Fairly. I mean, obviously, like I said, it's my development, it's my my game, and I'm going to be the one that's going to play it. So for me, I was just had to express how much I wanted to come here for myself to improve as a player. As I said, I enjoyed it the last 12 months and 6 months before that, so that's my decision to come back here.
Celtic fans have been pleading with you for most of the summer on social media to come back to the club. How big a factor was when you were weighing up your next move?
The fans are quality here. I mean, you see that, especially on social media, you see it in the games and outside the games and off the pitch around town. It's great. I mean, they're a real good bunch, and I've seen a few tweets about people getting tattoos, so I hope they do that as well.
Well, good.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, lads.
Cheers.
bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me.